Hi, I'm Gerald Umensky. I'm a family law lawyer, and I work with Campbell Clark Umensky here in Ottawa. Child support is one of those areas that affect every family with children, obviously. It used to be that child support was extremely difficult to calculate and to apply. Not so. In 1997, the federal government introduced the child support guidelines, and though they're called guidelines, they are actually regulations. And they determine, in virtually all contexts, what the amount of child support is payable. That child support is based upon the income of the person who does not have the children residing with him or her, and the number of children. It's determined according to a table. You basically look up your income, your number of children, and that's the amount of child support you pay if the children are residing with the other spouse at least 60% of the time. There's very little room to maneuver on that amount. There is a capacity to alter that support payment in the event of undue hardship, but that is a highly restricted area. So basically, the child support is according to earnings. One of the big difficulties of child support, of course, is where you have a split or a shared custody regime. And in that context, it is far more difficult to determine the amount of support. Generally speaking, if the kids are 50-50 in each parent's care, you do the same process. You determine how much support one parent would pay if the kids were entirely in the care of the other, and then you look at the amount of support that the other parent would pay if the situation is reversed. And you start with setting off those amounts of support against each other. So if dad is supposed to pay $1,000 per month if the kids were living entirely with mom, and mom was to pay $800 a month if the kids were living entirely with dad, then dad would start at paying $200 a month. That's not an ironclad rule of thumb because other factors can come into play, such as the costs relating to those individual kids, possibly issues relating to any disabilities that you might have to deal with the kids or with the parents, or any of a whole myriad of factors that may affect it. But that's the starting point. And that's the point at which you would determine, do we need extra help to try and determine the amount of support payable? Where child support is really problematic is where you have a shared custody regime that is not quite 50-50. If you've got a situation where the kids are in one parent's care for 43% of the time, it's highly problematic to determine what the actual amount of support will be, and the opinions that vary on that are as different as the number of people who bring their ideas to the table. There's no real alternative to acquiring independent advice to look at that situation entirely. I'm Gerald Umensky. If you're looking for further information, feel free to check us out at CCY Family Law here in Ottawa.